Idaho's 94.9 The River. New music from Keane. They are back. Song's called The Way I Feel. New album on the way.
So you guys have heard me, more than once, talking about this place that I've been spying on that is under construction at the Village at Meridian. Because, well, first off, I'm like, hey, cool, Sector 17 is doing some artwork inside of this new place. I'm like, whoa, what is it? And I still don't know if I really understand what it is, but we're so lucky to have Will Primavera here, who is the owner of this new place, which is...
The Donut and Dog.
The Donut and Dog. Yeah. You know, like donuts and hot dogs? That's the starting point, right?
I'm already in.
I'll just say it doesn't suck. I mean, we'll just... yeah.
Okay, and this is not like a donut that you might traditionally think of. So why don't you talk about what that's about? Because sometimes we get a brioche French toast.
Right, yeah.
But you've done it with donuts.
We have. So by the time that donut gets into your hand, it has taken our team 26 to 28 hours to make, believe it or not. So you get a donut that is just really light on the front end, but then when you bite into it, super rich and deep, but the kicker is not heavy at all. Real low sugar, super low salt, and then high butter, Pluger unsalted, like really great butter though, clean fats, right? And then organic egg as well. So super high butter, super high egg, low sugar, low salt, and 26, 28 hours mix, which gives it its, its layers.
Yeah, that's why you don't see it served very often, because it takes a while.
And then
somehow hot dogs got involved in this. See, this is the part that people are like, what is this mashup that you're doing?
Yeah, my wife and I, who's the co-founder with us, we were thinking of sweet and savory. I mean, that connect the dots real easy. So with sweet and savory, and then how can we maybe make the wheel a little rounder? Not reinvent it, per se. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Tell us, so I'm looking at this. I'm literally
at the menu. Stop.
I'm salivating so hard right now looking at the menu and some of these hot dogs. How do you pronounce that? Elote loco?
Elote loco.
Elote loco.
Yeah, so it's very authentic chorizo. Mm. And then we do Mexican street corn. We're both from the West Coast, my wife and I. So we take sweet corn, roast it, shuck it, cotija lime, cilantro, squeeze it over top. And the kicker on this whole thing is, so obviously we love brioche, right?
Right.
So we take the brioche and we carry it into the bun. So it's our own recipe. It's a lobster roll kind of meets Texas toast style brioche bun.
Yum.
That we split down the middle, butter, grill. So it's soft yet crisp at the same. It's just, it's
pretty
good.
It's only $7.75.
Yeah,
are you sure?
It's real. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
And so
that sounds like three meals for me. But anyway, and you're bringing us something that we have not had here in Boise because your roots for this, they're in Nashville.
Our inaugural was in Nashville. My wife and I, again, who I mentioned earlier, we're both from the West Coast, though. So, long story short, Boise and / Meridian has been on our radar
for a long time. Yeah.
And I was just going to say that it's so important to us to be a part of the community. It's not just a hashtag that we actually moved here.
Sure.
And, I've already enveloped ourselves in the community, as you kind of mentioned, with Sector 17 and, the neon that we had done and all the good stuff.
So you're bringing us Nashville hot chicken, which I've heard of.
Yeah. I've heard of too, but I've never had it.
What does it mean?
Yeah. So it's a different type of hot. It's not a, I guess you'd say a Tabasco hot.
Sure.
But it's a different style of a hot, different style of a coating. So then we take our, what we call our OG donut, right? And then just lop it in half, lightly butter it, pickles, Nashville hot chicken, our secret sauce comes together.
I'm dying here.
I like that sound over there. That kind of says it all.
So here's the other thing. You guys are doing catering, too.
We are a ton of it. Yep.
So info@thedonutanddog.com is how you reach out to these guys.
That's the winner. We do quite a bit of private events along with weddings. We have like this cool donut walls that we have built and all that fun stuff.
Okay, so you're not open yet, though, because I was just there.
Yeah, we open, July 31st is when we open, 10 a.m.
Okay.
That's our ribbon cutting, right?
Okay.
And then the first 50 guests in line get a swag bag, all kinds of filled stuff. We're also giving you all, for your listeners, someone's going to be able to get a $25 gift card. Hopefully the two of you get to come by, too. Twist your arm on that one.
Well, I'll be there. I've already been there. You just have to open the doors.
Right?
Done. So, less than a week away.
Well, we're so happy you came to the Valley.
They'll have draft beer and champagne and incredible organic coffee.
It's really going to be a
great addition to the local food source. Can't wait to visit.
Yeah, we can't wait to have everybody in and you know, truly be a part of this amazing community.
Will, thank you so much. The Donut and Dog, sweet, savory, local. It's coming next Wednesday.